Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of January 3rd. Thanks to Steve Suman for putting this report together for us. Well, snow's in the forecast for tonight. That's Tuesday evening through Wednesday, and we might get 2 to 5 inches. There's also a little chance of snow Friday night through Sunday. Snowmobilers and skiers are happy about this, and it looks like the snow's not deterring the ice anglers. Let's check in and see what's going on out at Happy Hooker. As of late December, Happy Hooker Bait Shop is under the new ownership of Greg and Carrie Kalshure, with daughter Layla and son Bryce. Family members are longtime Hayward visitors, and they're well acquainted with the area. The former owners, Pat and Lori Jones, continue to live in the area, and you'll see them in local dining establishments and on the golf course. Greg says, Quiet Lakes walleye anglers are catching fish on tip-up set along deep weed edges adjacent to basins, with best action from dusk through dark. Northern pike action is good, with walleye suckers and shiners under tip-ups set over and around weed edges that lead to main lake basins. Crappies are starting to push into deep lake basins, and anglers report success by jigging. Panfish anglers are having success on bluegills and perch by jigging with waxies in and around good weed beds. Well, thanks, Greg, and good luck with Happy Hooker. Wisconsin's free ice fishing weekend is Saturday and Sunday, January 15th and 16th. All waters of the state will be open to fishing without a license, although usual regulations do remain in force. If you're new to fishing or you haven't purchased a fishing license in 10 years, you can buy a first-time buyer slash welcome back resident license for only $5. The January 3rd Berkey Trail Conditions Report says the area is looking for 3 to 5 inches of snow, and crews will then be out touching up trails starting midweek. If you see a groomer, please move to the opposite side of the trail. Groomers cannot stop easily. Skiing any part of the Berkey Trail system December through March does require a Berkey Trail ski pass. Upcoming events include the Berkey Tour January 15th, the Sealy Hill Classic, January 29th, and American Birkebeiner events, February 23rd through the 27th. To learn more about these events or to purchase your Berkey Trail Ski Pass, just go to berkey.com. Pat's Landing on the Chippewa Flowage is hosting its 10th annual Tipper Tourney Fishing Tournament Saturday, January 8th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. This Northern Pike and Largemouth Bass Fun Fishing Tournament limits fishing to the west side of the Chippewa Flowage, excluding Crane Creek and Crane Lake. The contest offers door prizes and awards prizes for the longest northern pike, longest largemouth bass, and the longest stringer. The registration fee is $15 per angler. For more information, visit treelandresorts.com or call them at 715-945-2511. Let's go to the Snowmobile Trail Report. Snowmobiles must have a current registration and display a valid snowmobile trail pass to operate on public snowmobile trails. You can renew registrations and order your trail passes online at www.gowild.wi.gov. Members of the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs can purchase their trail passes at a discounted rate directly from awsc.org. And you don't have to be a Wisconsin resident to be an AWSC member. The January 3rd HLVCB Snowmobile Trail Report says Sawyer County trails are open, groomed, and in good condition with a base of 6 to 8 inches. Crews started staking Shetak Lake trails on Monday. Please note, some goofball plowed a trail across the lake, crossing the marked trail and leaving a berm. So ride with caution as you're crossing Shetak Lake on the marked trail. The January 3rd snow trail report for Washburn County says trails are open, groomed, in fair condition, and with a base of 3 to 9 inches. Several swamp areas have not frozen enough to support grooming equipment. Riders can assist with the freeze-down process by widening the traveled portions of the trails. Did you know that? The December 30th Travel Wisconsin Snowmobile Trail report for the Cable area says trails are open, groomed, and in good condition with a base of 2 to 4 inches. The Cable area is expecting more snow and colder temperatures. The Clam Lake area says trails are open, groomed, and in fair condition with a base of 3 to 5 inches, but thin in spots. Use caution riding on swamps and lakes. This year, Trail 8 shares a stretch of Forest Road 336 with vehicle traffic. So take care on roadways. The December 30th report for Southeast Douglas County says the trails are open, some are groomed, most are in early season conditions. Please respect the landowners regarding the use of their property. Okay, let's go to the fishing report. Fishing continues to be good to very good for most species, with most now starting to move to or have already transitioned to deep water and or lake basins. Stop at your favorite bait and tackle shop for the current fish locations, favorite baits and presentations, as they are changing. Recent reports concerning ice conditions say up to 8 inches and more, but as you travel on any and all ice, check as you go, using an abundance of caution. Snowmobile trail crews continue to stake the lake trails. Cold temperatures this week should help improve ice thickness, but there's also another layer of snow, up to 5 inches, on the way. If you find fussy fish, try downsizing. Regarding the snowmobile trails, I would say two things. Don't plow a route out to your ice shack and cross a marked snowmobile trail like somebody did on Shetak Lake. And don't set up your ice fishing hut or dig a hole right next to a marked snowmobile route. Keep an eye out for those and give them a wide berth. Thank you. All right, let's go by fish species. The walleye action is good and consistent. Best bites from late afternoon near sunset until after dark. The fish are present prior to that time, of course, but they might present more of a challenge. Most anglers work the weed edges and other structure in depths to 25 feet, targeting shallower locations in prime time. Walleye suckers and shiners under tip-ups are producing, and jigging spoons are also catching walleye. The northern pike fishing is very good to excellent right now. Fish are well dispersed around the lakes. Find small pike in and on the edges of shallow, weedy areas and brush, holding bait fish and panfish. Trophy pike are in similar areas or on deep break lines and flats. Your baits of choice include northern suckers, walleye suckers, and shiners on tip-ups and jigging baits. The crappie fishing's good to very good once you find them. The fish are in schools and moving. You need to keep in travel mode, too. So look for crappie in 25 to 35 feet in deep basins with soft mud bottoms. Crappie minnows, waxies, plastics, gulp baits, and small jigging spoons are all producing catches. Bluegill fishing is good. Fish are on weeds, flats, cribs, and other structure in 8 to 25 feet. Make sure to check the entire water column. You never know. Waxy, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs and teardrops and small spoons work well. Small minnows catch bigger fish and avoid the bait robbers. Here are some upcoming events. December 26th was the opening date for bobcat hunting and trapping season period 2. And on December 31st, muskie season closed. On New Year's Day, the early inland catch and release trout season opened, and on January 2nd, fisher trapping season closed. Now, coming up on January 9th, these seasons will close. Archery and crossbow deer, pheasant, ruffed grouse zone A, Hungarian partridge, and turkey zones 1 through 5. On January 12th, there'll be a public Zoom meeting for the Spider Lake Chain Fisheries Management Plan. If you want to get in on that, call 715-634-7429. January 15th is the date of Elk Country ATV Club's annual ice fishing contest. You can call them at 715-794-2298 to learn more. Northland Area Builders Association is holding their 12th annual ice fishing event on Nelson Lake on January 15th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can call them at 715-558-2097. January 15th through the 23rd is International Snowmobile Safety Week. January 21st through 23rd is the Winter Huskies Snowmobile Club Snow Extravaganza. You can learn more about that by calling 715-638-0337. Stoudemire's Four Seasons Resort is holding their 12th annual ice fishing tournament on January 22nd. That runs from 12:01 a.m. So from midnight until 4 p.m. You can find out more by calling Stoudemire's at 715-798-2346. Crow season's opening at the end of the month on the 28th. The Sealy Hills Classic ski race is on January 29th. Call the Berkey office to learn more. Their number is 715-634-5025. January 31st is the closing date for squirrel season and bobcat period 2 hunting and trapping. Well, if that didn't slake your hunger for current events, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and check out the calendar of events, or give us a call down at the office. It's 715-634-8662 for the Chamber of Commerce, or 715-634-4801 for Hayward Lakes. Great, let's get out on the ice and snow.